Welcome to Skills of the Future, a podcast by Perennial Talent. In this mini-series, we explore how to apply skills and competencies to the world of work.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our podcast, Skills of the Future, and our mini-series on HR Game Changers, applying skills and competencies to the world of work. In this episode, we're going to be talking about all things talent development. My name is Andrea Butler, and I'm your host and co-founder and principal consultant at Perennial Talent. My guest today is Shruti Sehejpal. Shruti has 12 plus years of industry experience as a practitioner and people leader in developing and implementing organizational effectiveness strategies to support organization-wide people and culture programs with focusing on learning initiatives. She has strong skills in collaborating with internal stakeholders and customers to develop practical solutions while actively managing change and addressing employee engagement. Her experience includes working with LifeLabs, currently ION, as well as with WNS. She has helped many organizations develop employee engagement and talent development strategies to build high-performing talent and create highly engaged environments to retain top talent. She holds a bachelor's degree in science and an MBA. She's also trained in PMP and is a ProShe professional. She is a fitness enthusiast and loves to explore new cuisines. Welcome to the show, Shruti.
Thanks, Andrea, for the lovely introduction and inviting me to the show.
So let's start with our fun icebreaker. Is there something that you've read or watched lately that you'd recommend to others?
Oh, yes, definitely. So the show called Ted Lasso, I'm sure a lot of you would have already seen it, but it's very funny. It's a great concept. It's very wholesome and heartwarming entertainment. And I would recommend Ted Lasso to be at your top watch list.
Absolutely. I just love how heartfelt it is and yet funny at the same time.
Yeah, it is.
So then moving on to our talent development discussion, how do you think the world of talent development has changed?
That's a great question. So talent development, Andrea, has evolved greatly and rapidly over the last decade, as you can tell, and especially post-pandemic. The significant shift has occurred between a focus on training learners to the facilitation of learning and meeting the needs and preferences of learners. So this means that traditional classroom-based learning is no longer the automatic go-to option for training employees. And moreover, with social distancing and remote working becoming the new normal, providing on-the-job training has also been compromised throughout the pandemic. The future of successful learning programs requires the adoption of innovative and employee-centric solutions so that development is focused around the individual needs of each employee and that it fits seamlessly with their schedules. And one trend that you would have noticed specifically after the pandemic has been constantly increasing in popularity is micro-learning, which is a very powerful tool that breaks learning into bite-sized chunks. And this evolving strategy is helping individuals optimize their learning.
And with micro-learning and some of the other trends, what are some of the challenges then that you have seen when it comes to talent development?
Yes. So there have been quite a few challenges that talent development professionals keep facing. And the top three that I would like to note here are building a learning and coaching culture, number one. So workplace training used to be something that has to be that was done to people. Now employees increasingly own their own development. And millennials are significantly driving this change. In support of this trend and the objective to build the right culture, the learning platform needs to be open and intuitive. It should encourage ongoing learning by addressing all types of learning needs through engaging content and personalized learning journeys. The second challenge being training employees in a hybrid workplace. As the workplace becomes increasingly fragmented, as you can tell, learning programs must reflect this change. Access to learning is a key challenge, where learning from home would be as easy for employees as from the office or a training facility. And collaborative learning also needs to be addressed in this situation to ensure that teams that have the opportunity to train together from multiple locations. And the last challenge that I would note here is upskilling and reskilling. In the world of automation, globalization, digitization, there is a dire need to upskill and reskill talent. And Nesta recently predicted that more than 6 million people in the UK currently employed in occupations are likely to change or even disappear entirely by 2030. Now, this has brought about significant immediate challenges, meaning that the task of upskilling and reskilling the workforce is more pertinent than ever. And developing new skills is central to ensuring that businesses and individual employees are able to continually adapt to these changes in order to survive and thrive. So I would say these are some of the key challenges to talent development in 2021 and years to come.
And if people are going to basically thrive and survive, as you said, are there certain skills or competencies that you feel are particularly important for an organization to grow across their employees?
Oh, yes, definitely. So the preference of skills have also shifted post the pandemic era. And in order to grow, companies are now looking for a growth mindset, which is popularly known as entrepreneurial leadership. So which is a mindset that focuses organizations on turning problems into opportunities that create economic and social value. And today more than ever before, these leaders are needed in all sectors. B, being comfortable with ambiguity, whether it's a startup or a MNC, candidates and employees should be able to demonstrate how they navigate ambiguity within their roles and the overall purpose their company serves. And C, which is very much common these days, is digital fluency. The importance of this cannot be overstated. The ability to grasp and understand technological tools and concepts has become a prerequisite for learning, getting a job, and participating in the society as well. And in the years ahead, you would see digital fluency will become a prerequisite for obtaining jobs.
And what do you think are the future threats or pain points if an organization doesn't take the time to define those skills you just mentioned or develop things like digital fluency?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I would quote a recent stat from a study that was undertaken by Forbes. 93% of employees say they will stay longer at a company if it invests in their career development, which means companies gain and retain top talent, improve productivity of their people, and with learning and development initiatives helps them earn more profit. Now, regardless of the exact dollar value, retaining employees is more cost effective than the costs associated with separation, recruitment, and hit to the productivity. This also means that that companies are helping to retain their employees by investing in talent development. And it not only boosts employee productivity, but is incredibly important to boost employee confidence in themselves and trust in their employer. And that's how you would also establish a brand in the industry. An IBM study found that well-trained teams increase their productivity by 10% and hence improves their bottom line performance. So these are needless to say that, you know, threats of losing your top talent or decreasing productivity can all be addressed if employers take their time and money invested in talent development.
Especially as we start to live through the period of the Great Resignation.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of those threats, then on the flip side, what are the actions that a company can take if they want to make sure those threats don't happen and basically improve how they develop their people to increase, say, retention?
I would say having a robust talent development strategy in place that links to the overall business strategy would be most essential in mitigating these threats. Now, this would not only benefit, creating a high-performing workforce that allows the company to achieve its objectives, but would also help reduce the skill gaps between employee skills and the organization's business needs. Needless to say that reskilling employees would help the company to be competitive in the market and would also help retain and motivate the most talented and ambitious employees.
And if you were talking to someone, you know, who's maybe looking at improving their talent development process, what advice would you have for those people?
Yeah, I would say creating a company with a culture of continuous learning is the key. Talent development shouldn't be limited to formal training. Creating an environment of continuous learning and growth can improve employee performance and employee engagement and can also help you establish a brand in the market and attract good talent. Now, leadership and talent development should be a priority for any organization. If you want to not only survive but thrive in the coming years, you will need a talent development program. Companies that invest now will reap the rewards in the future. They will have happier and more productive employees, satisfied customers, and increased profits. And if you haven't started your talent development program yet, it's not too late.
That was actually the last question that I had for you today, Shruti. Was there anything else that you wanted to add before we sign off?
I think that was all, and thanks for the great questions. I would just like to reemphasize keeping Ted Lasso on your watch list if you haven't.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for coming on the show today, and thanks, listeners, for listening. And if you want to reach out to Shruti and talk more about talent development, you can find her on LinkedIn. So thanks again, Shruti.
Thanks, Andrea, for the invitation, and it was great chatting with you today. Thank you.
And thanks, listeners.